So this is in the Holy Letters in volume 4, letter number 1013. It's dated on the 22nd day of year, Tavshin Aleph in Brooklyn. And this is, the Rebbe opens up, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, you're asking me in your letter that you have presented paper to move to Canada. And you're asking my advice about this. Now again, these were all people at that time from Europe, from after the war. They've escaped Russia, and they're in the various different countries scattered, and a lot of them in France, like my parents were there. And everybody was turning now to the Rebbe to where to settle. Some people settled in Israel, some people settled in the United States, some people in Canada, some even in South America. But this person was asking the Rebbe that he has presented papers to move to Canada, and he asks the Rebbe what the Rebbe thinks about it. So the Rebbe says, in general, getting the information that it's that the people settling in Canada, as far as finding your livelihood over there, isn't something very easy. And already I've written to some of the Chabad community in France that it would be very proper that they should move and to settle in Morocco. Wow. The Rebbe said to settle in Morocco, as self-understood, in one of the two cities in which we have over there our institutions, which is Meknas or Casablanca, or in Australia, or in South America. Based on the information that is coming from there, it's very easy. It's you can settle yourself, get down, get a job easily. And there's also a large opportunity for spiritual sustenance over there. And the time has already arrived, the Rebbe says, as my father-in-law used, that the Hasidim, may they live, they should reflect on the concept of Afotza Samayonas Chutza, spreading the wellsprings outside, and they should know that it means us. It's our responsibility. The Rebbe wanted the Hasidim to go out into other communities to spread out the wellsprings, the Hasidus, the teaching, and that, quoting the previous Rebbe, that it means us. Even though everybody on the moans, they have the question, they says, who am I, what am I, I'm not capable, I'm not this, everybody has already their reasons why they cannot be active, or they cannot do the activities. But the emes, the truth is, that's not our job to think so. But since that they placed us in this generation, and this is a generation because it's quoting from the verse, he's standing behind the walls, and he's waiting for the end of this subject, kadmoti raglin beraglin, to bring the wellspring of Hasidus, even in that outside, that till now there wasn't there. So with the power of the Atzmus of Hussein Sof, who gave over his words through his holy servants, our Rebbes, so if we go with that, we go on the Shlichus and we'll be successful. The Rebbe says, it's understood that this is not a contradiction to the effort of receiving papers to Canada or elsewhere. And the Rebbe is asking to send regards to the whole group and blessing for settlement good and soon. Now, but this is part of what the Rebbe had to contend with in the very beginning, because you can only imagine, here you have, people who were I guess, had a lot of trials and tribulations in their lives. They were in Russia, and they were finally escaped, and they finally want a little good life. You know, they wanted to live in a free country. They wanted to make a living and, you know, just relax a little bit. They don't want to go and... But the Rebbe stresses them the importance of all of them, that everybody who had the privilege of being part of the Rebbe's group, proud of Chabad, should be out there doing something for the Jewish community. Shouldn't be just worrying about themselves, what's easy and comfortable for themselves, but rather to go out there and make a difference in other people's lives. So the Rebbe says, go to Morocco, go to South America, go Australia. I mean, you know what we built up over the years in Australia is like unbelievable. You know, the amount of children in every node in various different institutions over there. So so here you see again how the Rebbe is promoting people being involved. And the Rebbe didn't have all this handed to him on a silver platter. Now people are fighting. They want to go on shlichas some places to open a Chabad house, but there's no more places left. Well, it's getting scarce and scarce. I mean, where there is a viable places, you know, it's getting places where there's less and less Jews and less possibility of sustaining themselves or having enough money to be able to but still they're going out there. But this is all started by the Rebbe pushing the people.